We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Where else would we begin? Rather than right here.
Here's a holder, 36 yards out for Robbie Gould, trying to win it. And he does! The 49ers in overtime ruin the party for Wilson and the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. Shout out, Fox, for the audio as our long local nightmare has reached its inevitable conclusion. Your San Francisco 49ers 26, the Seattle Seahawks 23 in overtime, bringing to an end the Seattle Seahawks 10-game winning streak over the San Francisco 49ers that dates back to the NFC Championship game. Seven of those games came by double digits. The Seahawks beating the Niners by an average of 12.1 points per game. Jolo and Dibs, 95-7 the game. Great to have you with us. Two big announcements right off the top. Number one, Jerry Rice is coming up in about 15 minutes. Now, if you miss him, we'll replay it for you at 8 o'clock, but Jerry Rice in 15 minutes on yesterday's game. And every day this week at 8 o'clock, we're giving away signed Jerry Rice memorabilia.
Wow.
Signed Jerry Rice memorabilia because we love you. We really don't have any other reason except that we love you and we are in the giving mood. I didn't get a chance to talk to you at all this morning. I see you smirking. How are you?
I'm great. It's like I told him to have the music. The music should have been Welcome Back, Carter. Welcome back. The band's back. It's been first time in a while, guys.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm doing great, Joe. I'm doing absolutely phenomenal. It's a great day to be alive. Things are good. My feet's been hurting all weekend long. I mean, my mentions in Twitter and Instagram, I have never had this many people reach out to me. It's absolutely amazing. Dennis, yesterday on the show, Joe, I mean, he...
You look good yesterday. The black suit, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that pinstripe?
Yeah, a little pinstripe, a little hint of pin in there, a little hint of a little stripe in there, a little kind of a square. It wasn't really.
Like a hint of seasoning on your steak.
Yeah.
A hint of pinstripe in your suit.
It was. It wasn't just the really, really lines.
Profound. It
exactly.
Wasn't the profound
yes,
pinstripes.
Yes.
It was the subtle pinstripes.
Yes.
All right. Moving away from that mess.
Thank you.
Dibs, how you feeling today?
I'm not doing that great, Joe. Over the weekend, I was.
You should see his mentions.
It was crazy.
Best ones.
Top Rope, we'll get to you in just a moment. That's her new nickname, by the way.
I heard. Trust me.
Yeah.
I got very little details on what took place last week. I was informed about that almost immediately.
Old Top Rope, 93 pounds coming at you from the top turnbuckle. She's going to hit you, but there's no doubt she's coming in late. But I digest, as we once said on this program. A little bit of a rough weekend for me, Joe. I was trying to settle in Saturday night and enjoy one of my traditions, the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championship match, which terrific volleyball on both sides, and yet my phone's blowing up. Oh, that's right. The old Browns are playing. Oh, Cleveland got themselves a game. So I watched Case Keenum a little bit and thought, you know what? I can't begin to stomach this. I'm going to give them pay no mind. Whatever happens will happen. My watching it cannot change the outcome. So it turned into kind of a rough weekend for me, Coach.
What we're going to do for all of you who are interested, and there are... I mean, legitimately, there might be billions of you interested because our mentions Saturday night were insane. I'm coming off a brutal weekend. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but there were very few things to smile about. And when that game finished, I was just sitting there trying to stay calm. It's Saturday night.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, it's Saturday night. The game ends. Vance Joseph kicking on 4th-and-1 was ferocious, as we say around here.
Ferocious.
And then I just watched my phone explode. And I'm thinking, nothing special is happening here. I don't really know. And it's just Twitter. Images of feet. Images of crazy massages. Stuff showing up everywhere. So what we are going to do is address this today at about 9:45. There is a lot we need to work through. Lots of people want to live stream. Some of you want to attend this in person.
Yeah.
Are we going to make up t-shirts? What's going to be the date? I'm thinking about doing the color. I'd like to bring in a play-by-play guy. I'm thinking about doing a pregame and a postgame show.
Oh, boy.
We're thinking about very big. We're making this big. This is not going to be something that happens this week. It's probably going to take. I mean, how long does it take to plan a Super Bowl? Years, right?
Years. Yeah.
This will take at least weeks.
No question.
Yeah, and I just hope that my hands and my wrists both recover because I think I sustained double broken hands over the weekend. And I've been having real wrist tendonitis, so we may have to get a doctor to look at these old mitts. But we may have to push this back to 2020 or 2021, Joe, until I'm healthy enough to
Doctor.
Right church, wrong pew. Be healthy and then come off this not healthy. Hazard pay.
Not bad. Not bad. I'll see you guys on the opening day for baseball.
Also, shout out Fresno State. Nice little bowl win over the weekend against Arizona State.
It was.
Good close to the season.
Little Rivers, the one we've been on. Rivers, 200 yards rushing. You know, Ronnie's dad's here in town, went to Fresno State. Son goes to Fresno State now, and we played together. Hell of a game by that young fella. Beat Arizona, Herm. We played to win the game. Fresno did play to win the game.
And that was a good Arizona State team, too. Yeah. Herm, I was very critical of that hire. I thought, what's going on here? The game may have passed him by.
But he turned them around.
But, well, yeah, I'm critical of just about everything. I got a lot of praise coming today. Niners won yesterday. I guess that's as natural a segue as we can possibly have. Let's get into it. Now, we have a lot of topics to get to, and Jerry Rice is going to join us in a little over 10 minutes to talk about the game. But overall takeaway yesterday, the 10-game losing streak has come to an end. Richard Sherman on the one end of the 10-game losing streak, which started in the NFC Championship game when he broke up the pass with Crabtree. Now he's celebrating in the locker room as a member of the Niners afterwards. I mean, what's going through his mind? How emotional is that for a guy like him?
Joe, when you were out last week, I came on the show and I talked about it. I said, these guys will play and rally hard. Not saying they're going to win. I said, but this is going to be a way better game than what people think because they will play hard for Richard Sherman. I talked about playing in Tennessee with the Titans and leaving Tennessee disappointed that I was no longer there the way that it went down and went to Cincinnati and played for the Bengals. And we weren't that good, but we found a way all week long. Guys rallied to kill spikes like, look, we're going to get you this one. They're fired up. And it's something about being on a team, especially if you have that type of gravitas and leadership, that guys and coaches will rally around you. Richard Sherman was that guy and thought that this was going to be a very, very competitive game. Didn't think the outcome would be they win, but I really believe that they can compete and compete well, and they did do that. We learned yesterday that the San Francisco 49ers have some capable backups, and you got to see these young guys go out there and play consistent. That's what you want. When the season is over and you know there's nothing else to play for, you want to see what kind of men you have. And I really believe that 50% of wins and losses is done by heart, how much heart you have. And last night, yesterday, you got to see how much heart these guys were really able to put out there on a consistent basis. Big win for the San Francisco 49ers.
Richard Sherman after yesterday's win.
It means a ton. You know, it means more that just the guys just showed up the way they did. You know, honestly, it means a lot beating Seattle for me, but it's just the way the guys showed up and kept battling throughout the game. You know, this was a tough game. Those guys played their hearts out. We're out there with an incredibly young team. I would guess we're putting out the youngest guys in the league at this point.
Do you think there's anyone left amongst the Niners faithful that still holds any animosity towards Richard Sherman and his time in Seattle, or is all that past now?
All that's past, I think, because what he did wasn't really that egregious. I mean, they had a meal at the 50-yard line. That wasn't anything that he necessarily put together. The only thing you would hold against him was the fact that he beat you and then he told you about it, and now he's on your side. So I don't think that the animosity should carry over, and I don't think it does, especially when you see this young defense, like Lowe is talking about, the way they rallied together. Richard Sherman talking about maybe the youngest roster in the NFL. He's the defensive leader of this team, and the defense has played with a lot of pride over the past month.
There was so much to take away from yesterday's game. Number one at the top of my list, I can't remember the last time I saw this. It probably goes back to Harbaugh. The Niners out-muscled Seattle yesterday. Point blank. They out-muscled them in every phase of the game. The Niners won the trenches on both sides of the ball. Mullins took a lot of shots yesterday, and we are going to get into him in a little bit. I'm not sure I wanted to say it like that. We are going to talk about Nick Mullins later today, and we're going to talk about him quite a bit. But the toughness of the Niners yesterday, so many teams. Arizona packed up shop yesterday. There are several teams in the NFL. The Packers, see ya, we're done. We tried to make a run at you, the Bears. It's a down season, we're out of here. There are teams that are packing up shop left and right, and then there was this Niner team that physically took it to Seattle from start to finish. Seattle woke up late in the fourth. You saw their defense get really angry. Too little, too late, buddy. Too little, too late. That's what I saw. Did you see the same thing? Because the Niners were pushing them around.
Joe, and you saw it early in that game. How? Because you saw the personal fouls, the penalties, because guys came off. You saw blocking downfield. Receivers came off the line, and then they were punching Seattle in the mouth. And once Seattle woke up and said, oh, my God, these guys aren't going to lay down, like you alluded to, it was too late. You watch those receivers downfield blocking, pancaking guys, guys getting up, throwing punches for Seattle because they were coming off the ball, Dibs, and they said, we are going to set this tone and let these boys know from Seattle that's a physical team that wants to pound the ball, that want to run the ball, that they're playing right in our field house, and we're going to shut them down. And once they did that, you knew this was going to be a physical game.
Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet is up on the website, 957thegame.com. It is the question of the day. We will ask Jerry Rice this question next. Nick Mullins, Jimmy Garoppolo, is it an open quarterback competition to start next season? Joe Lowe and Dibs back with the GOAT here on 957 The Game.
Hey, Dub Nation, this is Steve Kerr.
Hey, Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney.
On behalf of the Golden State Warriors, we want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
On the radio home of the Golden State Warriors.
95.7 The Game.
The good news? If you want health coverage starting January 1st, you now have until midnight December 21st to sign up with Covered California. The better news? They can also help you find out if you qualify for health insurance at a lower cost. Covered California gives you a choice of health insurance plans from brand name companies. They even have experts to help find the right plan for you. Life can change in an instant. Be covered when it does. Enroll today at coveredca.com. Remember, for coverage starting on January 1st, sign up by December 21st.
Hey, guys, are you still looking for that special Christmas gift for your wife or your girlfriend? If you are, then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than the worst team in the NFC. They're like cashmere, only better, and she will love the way they feel with the softness, the warmth, and the comfort, and you will love the way they look on her. Best of all, you don't have to wrap the present because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones very happy by giving them the world's softest pajamas, and now you can too, but you do need to hurry because these normally sell out before Christmas. Just 8 days away, here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them the Dibs sent you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hey, Greg Papa here, and for years I've been telling you about signing up for Xfinity and visiting their stores, but I've never actually taken the time to tell you what goes on at an Xfinity store. So if you're listening in your car, drive there now. The best part about the new Xfinity store is they have experts that'll fix all issues. They can answer your question and make it easy to connect your life like never before. But the latest innovation from Xfinity isn't just a store, it's that and a whole lot more. Hey, that rhymes. Need a new wireless network that's designed to save you money? Xfinity Mobile has got you covered. What about an in-home Wi-Fi you can control from anywhere on any device? You'll be hooked up with Xfinity XFi in no time. Come try out Xfinity X1 and the X1 voice remote. Don't take my word for it. You got to experience it for yourself. Come see how they're making things simple, easy, awesome. Go to XfinityStores.com to find your local Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Xfinity Mobile requires a postpaid subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, America. It's me, George Zimmer, a voice from the past, speaking to you about the future. The future of men's wedding rentals is happening online. Click, and it's at your door. High-quality suits and tuxedos that fit, delivered 2 weeks before your event. Go to GenerationTux.com on any computer or mobile device to request your free home try-on. I guarantee looking good has never been
this easy. Hi, folks. Jim Peterson. We're talking about roofs today. The rain is back. Your roof's taking a beating. It's raining like cats and dogs out there. I'm the guy that provides the 25 to 50-year roof warranty, so you set it and forget it. You put it on once. You don't think about it. I'm the guy with the underlayment that's a roof under a roof. You get that from nobody else across the United States. I'm the guy with American-made roofs. If you combine your new roof with a solar power system, the electricity rates come down so low, essentially the roof is free. I'm not kidding. Right now, give me a call. Roofs for under $100. Put solar on, and the roof essentially is free. It's at 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. New roofs for under $100 a month. Solar power systems that reduce the electric bill. Essentially, the roof is free. I can't do this forever. I've got to stay in business. Give me a call right now. 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. Or at solarforamerica.com.
CSLB 868-363. 468-117. 930-643.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
The Hilltop is hopping with basketball this week when our USF men take on Northern Arizona on Wednesday, December 19th at 7 p.m. and Stanford on Saturday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now at usfdons.com.
Good morning. The game weather from the KCBS Newsroom brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Drying out pattern ahead of us as the storm passes through. We've got temperatures in the forecast for upper 50s to the low 60s. Partly cloudy skies today. Pretty similar for much of the week ahead.
It's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that's changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more.
Joe Low and Dibs continues on Monster Monday. Brought to you by Oaks Card Club, FH Daily Chevrolet, and Benjamin Moore Paints.
He is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champion, a 13-time Pro Bowler, and member of the 95.7 The Game family. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Rice making his return to Joe Low and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. And as always, Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. Jerry, great to have you on the show, especially after yesterday's win. What'd you think, man? That was as physical as they come, was it not?
Oh, man, that was a great showing by the San Francisco 49ers, and I think it was only fitting for Richard Sherman and the entire team, because when you look back, you know, that rivalry between Seattle, they had won like about 10 straight, and it was good to get a little redemption.
How important is that for a young team to have that muscle memory of knowing that you can go and take on a division rival and end a streak like that? Is that the kind of thing that could carry over into next year?
Yeah, because this team is starting to gain confidence. They feel good playing with each other on the football field. You know, I think Buckner, he had about two sacks, and it was a great win for the Niners. And I'm sure that locker room had to be going crazy a little bit. But, yeah, this is the type of momentum that you can look back on and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know what? We can compete and really against a rival or something like that and just go and win that football game.
Jerry, we always say offense counts as a third, defense counts as a third of the game, and special teams. How big was Richie James' kick of return yesterday?
Man, what are you talking about? That dude was moving.
Okay.
I was like, man, he just shot it. You know, he just, it's almost like
everyone else, they stood still for a second.
He was stepping.
For him to be able to go 97 yards, man, that was really big for him. I'm sure it boosted his confidence, and he knows that, you know, he could be that type of player. But it was just great seeing the Niners rally.
You'd have got ran down on that, Jerry. Yesterday, that particular play, if you was on a return, you think you'd...
No. No, that would never happen. Look, I'm telling you, look, I ran a 4-1, probably a 4-2 when I had the football in my hand. Now, why we're talking about Richard James right now. We're not talking about Jerry Rice or anything like that. You know, I can tell you wanted to take a punt, Jeff. Yeah. Okay, Lo. All right, but it's no way I would have gotten ran down.
There you go. Lo, you got anything else? Because you just got shut down.
Anything else?
You just got me, Jerry. You just punched me in the face. So let me go recover.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. These two got together just 2 weeks ago. Nick Mullins threw for 400 yards against the Seattle defense in Seattle, but it was a game in which the Niners said they got embarrassed by the Seahawks. 2 weeks later, receivers, tight ends, they're still running free against this defense. Kyle Shanahan is a play caller. I mean, how good is he? Because you got to figure Seattle came into this game looking to make adjustments, and yet the Niners still were just having their way with open receivers all over the field.
Yeah, you know, Seattle, they really wanted this football game, but, you know, Kyle Shanahan did a fantastic job of putting the ball in the hands of his playmakers. You know, Nick Mullins, he played well. He didn't turn the ball over, you know, 275 yards. And, you know, Dante Pettis still making plays. It's just like, it's one of those things, it's like it breeds confidence. And I think this team right now is starting to gain some momentum. Unfortunately, you know, the season is coming to an end, but I think this team is going to try to finish strong.
Offensively, as a unit, how impressive is it that you're on your third-string quarterback, your fourth-string running back, you didn't have your highest-priced wideout on the team? Well, how big of a boost does that give your offensive unit?
Well, it just shows that you have some talent on that team, and these players going to play, you know, with each other. And I think it has a lot to do with the leadership. You know, Richard Sherman, you know, he said that sometimes you just got to look at each other, and you got to say to each other, "Hey, look, you know, let's go do this. We need to do it as a team." And it was good to see them beat Seattle yesterday because I was tired of it. I was tired of, you know, Seattle winning so many games back-to-back, and for the Niners to step up the way they did yesterday, got to be a big boost for them.
Jerry, you're talking about stepping up and want to, and you're talking about playing against a playoff team. Last week, a team that had hopes for the playoffs, the Denver Broncos. This week, the Seattle Seahawks, and they've been playing pretty well. How much is it, do you think, just want to and heart wins games? And then how much is it of coaching? And then how much is it of athletic ability? When you think about that, is want to and heart, because if you got to have some ability to be playing on Sundays anyway, how much is it just the want to and heart?
Well, you know, the coaches, they can put together a game plan. It's up to those players to go out there and implement that game plan and also, you know, win that football game. And that was something Bill Walsh always did with us. He said, you know what, the players got to take the team over. So, yeah, you got to have that heart and you got to have that determination to get it done. But, you know, I think it's up to the players, and it starts during the week, the way you prepare, you know, getting ready for the opponent. Then you try to carry that into the game with confidence that we have put the work in. Now we can win this football game.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Perhaps it's an overreaction to how exciting yesterday's game was, but there is a contingent of the Niner faithful who want to see Nick Mullins get a legitimate start or a legitimate opportunity to be the starting quarterback of this team next season. If he continues to play well, and they've got the Chicago Bears coming up this week, do you think Kyle Shanahan and the organization should give him a chance to win the starting job, or is this Jimmy Garoppolo's job no matter what?
I think it's Jimmy Garoppolo's job, to be honest with you. Now, if anything happens to Jimmy, you know, and with what they have invested in Jimmy, he's the starter right now. Now, if anything should happen to him, you need a quarterback like Nick Mullins around that you know that can get the job done. He's done proven it over and over, and I think he deserves to be that second guy right now with the opportunity of competing and also, you know, pushing Jimmy G. ain't nothing wrong with competition. It's only going to make the other guy better. So, you know, I think they have that in Nick Mullins.
Does that affect the chemistry of the team, knowing that maybe this one position isn't an open competition, but everyone else is? Or is the quarterback position so special that guys understand that the rules are different for QBs than they are for other positions?
Well, you know what? It's one of those where you want to know who the starter is going to be. That's always. You want to know who the starter is going to be. Now, if something should happen to that starter, you've got to have a legitimate backup where you have confidence in this guy and where this, the players know that, you know what? All right, so Jimmy G just went down. Nick Mullins is in. He done proven. And we know he can get the job done. We can still, you know, win the football game and get it done.
Jerry, no question. I mean, look no further than the great Joe Montana and you know who, and Young. You guys were in that same situation. It's good to have backups. Guys understood whose role it was. And no matter what, the backup feels that he should be starting. But when you have great quarterback play, it just helps your team. How much do you feel that with Beathard, though, now you understand what you have in Mullins. You understand how good this guy has shown what he can play, 400 yards the first time yesterday, another big outing. Do you look at it now and say, okay, for draft position, we got to see what Mullins is, and we know him. Do you now go back to Beathard and give him those two games because you are trying to make sure draft position, not that you're going to play to lose, but also just to give this young man another opportunity to step in the quarterback position?
And no, I think you have to continue with Nick Mullins. You got to let him play this out. You know, he deserves it. I know Beathard, you know, he lost the job. He got hurt and – then, you know, Nick Mullins came in. But you got to, you know, just play this out, see what happens, and let's see if this guy can finish the season strong.
Hall of Famer.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. I feel like you never should lose your job to an injury. But right now, Nick Mullins, he's hot. And I think you need to continue in, going with him.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 13-time Pro Bowler, and member of the 95.7 The Game family, the great Jerry Rice, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. If we don't get a chance to speak to you next week, a very happy holiday to you and your family.
Hey, same to you guys. Have a good one. Go Niners.
Jerry Rice, ladies and gentlemen, who was kind enough to autograph a whole bunch of cool stuff that we will be giving away every day this week at 8 o'clock. Every day this week at 8 o'clock, starting today, we're giving away autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. Because that's how we do, because we love you. And because it's the giving season. Giving foot rubs, giving presents, all that good stuff. Now, the question of questions, which we need to get into. Niner fans, you saw it yesterday. Nick Mullins looked fantastic. Do you think this should be an open quarterback competition next season if he continues to play this way? 888-957-9570. We're back with that in a flash here on 95.7 The Game.
The NFL playoffs.
One play.
Are
75-yard bomb.
Coming.
Can you believe this?
And you can hear them on 95.7 The Game. Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's set the stage. 1 hour from now, 7:30, the beef line. For those of you who might want to get some last-second beefs in there, 415-403-8588. That number again is 415-403-8588. Remember, best calls make it on air Monday and Friday at 7:30. Best of the best wins a $100 gift certificate at the end of the month. And the end of the month is quickly approaching. So the beef line's at 7:30. Dante Whitner is going to join us at 8:30. And at 9:45, we will begin the discussion of the Cleveland Browns foot massage bet that was wrapped up Saturday night in Denver. We are not going to dedicate the whole show to it, but we will give you a segment because there's a lot we need to work out. And this will be just the tip of the pinky toe. There's a lot we need to get through, and I don't think we'll be able to do it all today.
Oh, boy, and just the tip of the pinky toe is already giving me nightmares, let alone the other nine of those little, quote, piggies that, unfortunately, they didn't
No. Keep
please,
the sock on.
Please.
Keep
oh,
the
sock.
Oh, God.
This little piggy went to market and got thrown out because he was too filthy.
I just want you to see that ash. I just want you to see that. See how
the ash.
Did you see?
Like that Chappelle Show character.
I just want you to see a little bit. You just like, oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Please don't make me regret this. please don't make me regret rooting for your side of the equation, because I thought it'd be great radio, but if those feats are coming out on a regular basis, I'm going to have to find myself a new line of work.
I feel sorry for myself because I'm probably going to have to record it. So I feel bad for myself.
Yeah,
I
don't. We all feel sorry for you.
I actually look forward to that. Top rope. Okay. So all of that is set. Plus, every day this week, 8 o'clock, we're giving away autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. 8 a.m. every day this week. Here's the topic of conversation. Nick Mullins looked fantastic yesterday. One piece of evidence supporting that, on play action passes. Does anyone know how Mullins acquitted himself? 10 for 10, 162 yards.
Wow.
Amazing.
When the Niners went play action, Nick Mullins was 10 for 10 for 162 yards. He protected the football. He made good decisions. He stood in the pocket. He took some vicious shots and just kept picking himself up and leading this team down the field. He was everything you wanted in an NFL quarterback yesterday. In fact, Richard Sherman was asked after the game about the future prospects for Nick Mullins. Take a listen.
Nick Mullins has stepped up to the moment week in and week out, and he's showing he can play in this league. I hope we can keep him. This guy is not just playing like old conservative football, get the ball in the right places. He's making the right decisions. He's, you know, making good throws under pressure. He's playing like a top half quarterback in this league. You got guys that are out there right now that are not playing better football than Nick Mullins, and he could be a starter for a lot of teams in this football league, and we appreciate that we have him, and he's playing his tail off for us.
High praise from Richard Sherman, a Super Bowl champion who's likely headed to Canton for a place in the Hall of Fame. Nick Mullins, Jimmy Garoppolo, people are getting excited. Dibs, we'll start with you. Should this be an open quarterback competition next season?
It absolutely should be, and that's the question I asked Jerry Rice, and if you missed it, you get a chance to hear it at 8 o'clock. The idea of that position being different, because every other spot on the roster, it is an open competition. Even, let's just say, left tackle, where Joe Staley's been a fixture for 10 years, if you draft somebody who's good enough to compete with him, it's an open competition. Yet at quarterback, because of the salary, we are, quote, protecting Jimmy Garoppolo to the point where we know he's the starter next year. No, if Nick Mullins goes out and plays this well, he's already done something that a handful of quarterbacks in San Francisco haven't done, which is beat Seattle. So that in and of itself, to me, gives him a leg up on the fact that this should be a competition. And if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, you want it to be a competition as well. You don't want to just step back in off a knee injury and say, oh, I'm the starter. You got to go out and prove it.
Lo, what do you think? Should it be an open competition between Mullins and Garoppolo next year?
Absolutely not. I could not believe that that we're even having this conversation. For us to think that it should be, because we look in the way that this guy's playing, was it an open competition between him and Tom Brady? Is an open? People are in Philadelphia now. They're wanting to go back to a guy who we know that's been game manager, and all of a sudden now he's a back. He's starting, and now Philadelphia is saying, okay, trade Carson Wentz. If we look around the league, okay, they bring in the guy from BYU to the Saints, and now should it be an open competition? Because the guy can make kickoff return, he throws the ball. No.
Taysom Hill does a little bit of everything.
He does a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Watch out.
What can he do? So, no, it should not be an open competition. I listened to another part of that conversation that Richard Sherman had, and Richard Sherman said, hopefully we can keep him. So when you have someone like that, when you hear that kind of praise, why would he just say that? Why would Richard Sherman, he's a smart guy. He understands the word that he throws out there and the words that he uses. Hopefully we can keep him. He is a top half player quarterback in this league right now. He's better than a lot of quarterbacks right now. You look around the association, you look around the National Football League, you look over in Tampa, you look around the league, you look at
Jacksonville. You see Cody Kessler yesterday? He lost to Josh Johnson.
Absolutely.
Look at New York with a team that couldn't score, Eli Manning, hitting the dirt at the first sign of anything.
There you go.
There's some bad quarterback play out there, to be sure.
Absolutely. But here's a young guy that you can have control of. Here's a young guy that's on his first contract. You always allude to, Joe, get a quarterback on his first contract, and that gives you an opportunity to go build elsewhere. You have a guy now that's proven in this league, that's had some bumps in the road, that haven't had a lot of great or a plethora of capable guys around him, a couple amount of starters around him. So now you have a situation and a player that is a proven product with not a lot of talent around him that's shown that he can hold it down and play well, I think the value of this young man is continuing to skyrocket, and that's why I'm on the side of saying, sit him. Make everyone say, everyone's going to be like, why is Mullins not starting? Why are they going back to Beathard? We know Mullins, we want to see more of him. Get people thriving for him. Get people's mouth this slobbering for this guy and continue to let him value increase right now. Why? Because if you're the San Francisco 49ers, Joe, you and Dibs, and we all think that they're still far away. They're a couple pieces. Why not be able to get a second now? He went from being a fourth rounder.
You like the idea of trading Nick Mullins, yes, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather keep him that insurance in case Garoppolo gets hurt again?
In case Garoppolo can't go, by the way. He's coming off an ACL. It's not like he has a bursa sac in his elbow. The guy's recovering from a massive knee injury. You don't know what he's going to be yet. So for me, to trade a guy who is obviously more than a capable backup makes very little sense.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense. You'll see. And Beathard's still there. You can look around. Make little sense. Look at the National Football League. Makes little sense that you're going to go pay a guy $125 million after you guys said, oh, pay the guy, so you paid him. And now you're going to sit here and say, now I'm not going to start him. I'm going to pay a guy $125,000 a year to sit on the bench. That makes no sense to me. That's what makes no sense.
Jonathan in San Mateo. Jonathan, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the program. Your thoughts. Is there a quarterback controversy brewing in San Francisco?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I definitely think that Nick Mullins has deserved that right to be able to be in the open quarterback competition if he is still here in training camp next season. I think when we look at when we get to the end of the season, we're going to have the same sample size of games that Nick Mullins has played as Jimmy Garoppolo before he got injured. And if he comes out and he wins these next couple games against the Bears and maybe against the Week 17 Rams that maybe not be starting all their guys, we're going to be in a very interesting conversation here about who's going to be starting next season. And I think Nick Mullins has earned that right, even though Jimmy Garoppolo is a huge investment for this team.
All right. Appreciate the phone call. If you want to get down, the number is 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. I want to bring this to your attention. There are two games left on the schedule. Nick Mullins is going to take on the best defense in the league in the Chicago Bears this Sunday at Levi's. Okay? That game opened with the Niners as a 4.5-point underdog. Think about that for a second. With the way the Bears have been playing, they just hammered Green Bay. They won the division, and they have plenty left to play for. They open as a 4.5-point dog against the Niners. Oh, by the way, that number's already been bet down to 3.5. The early action, which is generally sharp action, likes the Niners. In addition, the final game of the season against the Rams. Rams aren't laying down. Rams have to worry about the Bears. They might lose that first-round bye. So you're going to have two big competitions against the Bears and the Rams. If Mullins plays well in both games, God forbid the Niners win both games, are we still saying the same thing? It's Garoppolo's job? 888-957-9570. Joe Lowe and Dibs back in a flash here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
So far this season, Nick Mullins has made 6 starts. The Niners are 3-3 in those games with wins over Seattle, Denver, and the Raiders. He's completing 65% of his passes and has a quarterback rating of 96. 10 years ago, that puts you at the top of the food chain. Now, it puts you in the middle of the pack. But it ain't Blake Bortles or Josh Johnson or Jeff Driscoll or Eli Manning. 96 is a nice, healthy rating from a quarterback who is working with a backup running back, backup wide receivers, going up against a pretty solid defense in the Seahawks yesterday. And the question becomes, what are the Niners going to do about this if this continues? The Bears are coming to town this weekend. It's the most ferocious defense in the game. You are on the edge of your seat. I'm just going to stop talking and throw it over to you.
No, because it's interesting that we're having this conversation when last year when I was like, we should not pay Jimmy G, and we're like, don't pay him. And all of a sudden, we paid him off of 5 victories, off of beating 5 teams, 3 teams that were going to the playoffs, the Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville, the Rams. And everyone said, pay this guy. We love him. He won 5 straight. You've seen his body at work, and you're watching Mullins' body at work. And we're creatures of habit that we're saying, wow, because he did this, is how much of this is because he beat the Seattle who Seattle's had the Niners number, and it's just such a great win. They're like, this is no longer a rival. So he beat a Seattle team that was heading to playoffs.
Oh, yeah, a little recency bias
here. Yeah, so how much is this? So, and then we saw what Jimmy G did, and we said, give him the world. Win five straight. No talent around him. And now we're saying, okay, let them compete. Or and now they're both what and what? I'm just...
Here's what we're saying. You know this two-stadium idea I have for the Niners?
Genius.
One stadium in Alameda.
Yeah, love that one.
One stadium in Levi's. You play,
love it.
You play four home south, four home in the East Bay.
Love that.
Now you have two franchise quarterbacks. $130 million to Mullins. No one's ever done it before. Yeah. Who says no?
Yeah, I think Nick probably says no because he wants to. Yeah, I think the team would be. And they have all that cap room, too, you know?
Lowe's all messed up now.
Yeah, no.
Thought it was going to be a serious conversation. Two franchise quarterbacks. Not one, but two.
Two!
Line
just
them
in
both
case.
Up under center. You have no idea where the ball's going.
Yeah, and you better ink Mullins now before he gets out in the free market in 3 years. You know, that makes perfect sense. Go ahead and tear up that rookie deal and unload the big cash.
They got the fullback. You're right. You don't have the fullback. So have one line up under the guard. And then, you know?
Yeah, Mullins gets under center, and then you got Garoppolo under the guard, and then maybe they roll the ball back and forth up there. I don't know if that's illegal. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but we changed the rules, Jed petitions, and now suddenly there's a little bit of shuffling. Wait, I don't know what's happening.
And as long as you
don't know who's getting the snap.
As long as you throw a backward pass, they both can, you know, they can have an opportunity to throw the ball a piece.
It's called PPO, pass-pass option. The new offensive system, PPO, pass-pass option. Not to be confused with your health insurance PPO.
Right, right, of course. You're HMO, your PPO, your pass-pass option.
Who says no?
Yeah.
Everyone, probably.
Pretty much.
Except Mullins. Mullins would take
Mullins would take the huge eight-figure deal, without a doubt.
But what are we doing here? Honestly, what are we doing? You make a great point, and I think the point circles back to this. I cannot wait until this front office loads this roster with talent for Kyle Shanahan. Because you go back through this kid's history, Robert Griffin III's best seasons ever came under Kyle Shanahan. Matt Schaub's best seasons ever came under Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan won an MVP award and went to the Super Bowl.
True.
Under Kyle Shanahan. CJ Beathard looked good. Nick Mullins looked good. Jimmy Garoppolo looked good. Anybody you plug into this system looks good thanks to this guy. 10 for 10 for 162 yards on play action yesterday. The Seahawks had no answer. You're supposed to be familiar with your divisional opponents. Those game plans are supposed to be the easiest. You just saw them 2 weeks ago. The guy hit you for 400 yards. You came into Levi's needing the win to secure your playoff berth, and you got rolled. I know it went to overtime, but Nick Mullins, guys were running free all day against the Seahawks. If you're going to win in the playoffs, you can't have San Francisco wide receivers running free on you.
And tight ends. He missed Kittle two times.
Yeah.
And you mentioned 10 of 10 on play action, and he only, I think, had nine incompletes for the whole game, and two of them were throws that admittedly he should have made. Kittle running wide open down the seam, and he made those misses, yet he made enough throws to keep him in it. And you got to shout out the Wilson kid who was able to bounce back after massive adversity in that game. A fumble, a drop, a personal foul, and then he makes a couple of big plays in overtime that sets up the field goal.
I almost thought about cutting him and walk off the field.
In the third quarter.
Yeah, like,
third quarter cut.
When he threw the ball in the guy's face, you're like, dude, what are you doing? What?
Who are you? Yeah, who are you that you can do that?
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Sure, veterans got to be looking at him thinking, like,
buddy,
you're hurting us here.
Yeah, buddy, if he didn't play well... I was going to come in and say he's probably gone today. They probably say go pick up your check. You know what? These 2 weeks you're not getting a check. So that would have been harsh because you had all the penalties, the fumble, then you throw the ball and the guy. And when you're down there in goal line thinking about you're going to be in scoring position, instead you have to settle for three. So yeah, but he bounced back like you guys alluded to. I think this is going to be just an interesting conversation, and I think that it's merit. The conversation is merit because you see the way that young Nick Mullins is playing. And watch the way that he's able to go out there and execute this offense at a very, very high level. First, we talked about him who should give the job back to Beathard. And all of a sudden, when Beathard's now an afterthought. Because why? Because Mullins went out there and showed that he could outplay him and showed that he can play with more consistency. And that's why they're staying with him. Now we're saying, God, he's raised that. He's passed that test. Now the next test is Jimmy G. Think about what young Mullins has shown and what he's doing out there. This is pretty phenomenal. And then you have, like you guys alluded to, a Hall of Famer and Richard Sherman saying, This guy is a starter in this league. This guy, hopefully we can keep him. And I understand that. I understand people talk about, oh my God, here, we've had this happen. Bledsoe was an older quarterback when Tom Brady took it. Bledsoe, we've seen what Bledsoe was. That was his ceiling. Bledsoe wasn't necessarily going anywhere. We saw another quarterback that played elite, played very, very elite, but there was a guy behind him that everyone said should be starting, but he was able to hold him off. Look at the great Brett Favre, and think about Aaron Rodgers, who had to sit behind him for all those years.
Think about Tom Majakowski.
Absolutely.
He had that job first.
Absolutely. So you think about how this has happened. We've seen these certain situations happen, but I just think because of the fact Jimmy G's so, this is his second, going to be his second year of that deal. Yes, you have to, you do need a capable second string quarterback. I just don't know if they're going to put young Jimmy in that type of situation and say, well, it's good competition. We need that. I understand that you need competition. But have we given Jimmy G enough time to say now it's not his job anymore? It's going to be interesting because they're going to have a lot of things to deal with.
The reality of the situation is this. If Mullins can look good, this good in this offense, yeah. Garoppolo is going to look even better in this offense. It's a great conversation to have, and Nick Mullins deserves all the credit in the world.
He does.
But it's the offense, not the player. The player needs to execute, but there are systems and schemes around the NFL that are designed. We saw it for years with Kyle's dad, Mike. Running backs looking great in the yep. Shanahan offensive scheme. There are schemes that can get the most out of players. Schemes that can make players look better than they actually are. And in this scenario, Shanahan has shown for years that he can design and call an offense that will make the quarterback look great. Robert Griffin III, Matt Schaub, and Matt Ryan are perfect examples. All of them had their best seasons ever under this guy. That's not coincidence. Your sample size is big enough. I love how Nick Mullins looks. I like him as the backup next year. He looks more than capable if something happens to Garoppolo. But if he can do this in this offense, think about what Garoppolo is going to do when he's healthy. And God forbid you get some actual weapons in here.
Right.
McKinnon gets healthy and you bring in some big-time receivers.
Well, you look at what Jimmy Garoppolo did before he got hurt, and it was a little bit underwhelming. You know, the interception numbers, higher rate than what Nick Mullins has done in his six games that he started. So I agree with you that Shanahan makes the quarterbacks look good. They look better than they probably would elsewhere, but Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't exactly lighting it up when he got hurt. And the fact that he did get hurt in the fashion he did, not exactly a heady play, not the most intelligent of plays to try to cut that back up, makes you wonder if Nick Mullins might not be as comparable as Jimmy Garoppolo.
Big Jose in San Jose. Big Jose, welcome to the program. Your thoughts on the quarterback situation in San Francisco.
Hey, guys, I appreciate this conversation. I think it's really cool. And just to preface where I'm coming from, I'm a Raider fan. I love my quarterback despite everything going on with him. But, you know, Nick Mullins is a real likable guy, and he's doing really, really well in the system. And you have to look at a couple different things. The Niners have a great running game right now. They have a great threat in Kittle. He's playing lights out all world. And the kid is really, really excelling in this system. You know, he gives people from other fan bases a reason to tune in and watch. I'm not one of those Raider fans that likes to tune in and say, well, I'm going to watch to see the Niners blow up. You know, I actually turned on the game yesterday to see, I want to see how well this kid does. And I think it'd be a disservice if someone outside of his circle, like his agent or someone, says, hey, let's test the water somewhere else and be a starter somewhere else. Because I absolutely agree that he is, you know, believe that he is a product of the system that he is in. And I think, you know, kudos to him for working his butt off the last couple of years and being a disciple of the system, you know, having that playbook, living and breathing and eating that playbook. And, you know, and really just getting it. And, you know, like I said, I tuned in yesterday to watch the kid and hope he had a great game because, to me, you know, I like these kind of stories. It's good for the organization. It's good for the fan base. And it's really good for the NFL when you can get other fan bases to tune in to see what your guy is doing. You know what I mean?
Appreciate the phone call, Big Jose. Great stuff. Thanks so much. Have a great Monday.
And when you guys are and if all of us are in agreement that we say, God, this is an awesome system. That quarterback you talked about, Matt Ryan, and all of them MVP years.
Think it's an about, amazing system.
It's an amazing system.
Tremendous.
And if it's a tremendous system like we're agreeable, why the hell would you not try to trade him? Because if it's a system.
You'll hoodwink. Hey, this guy looks great.
Absolutely, guys. And if it's a system, can a system make a pass rusher great? Or the pass rusher has to be great? You see where I'm going here?
I do.
You got to have. And now if I can get a second round pick for this guy, because I already know that Beathard looked halfway serviceable in this thing. And if I know I got a mastermind in Shanahan and saying, wow, it's the system, just look no further than the Rams. Jared Goff, put him in that system. And now you see people starting to get, and it's like, okay, they're catching up. How's he look now? Last night you saw him. throwing the ball away, getting tight in certain situations.
Eagles ate him up.
Yeah, they did.
That's just how that happens.
They really did,
they brought
though.
A knife and a fork, and not even a nice knife and fork. They brought a plastic knife and fork, and they ate.
Ate. All day, all night long. So my thing is, if you know that this guy fits well in this system, and you know you need a pass rusher, and you know you need several pass rushers, DBs and corners and all those different things, because a system doesn't make a pass. You got to be able to go get that quarterback and beat guys. So those type of guys, systems don't make. Let me then get a pass rusher and try to trade him. I can.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning and welcome to your 7 o'clock hour of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Many of you have been asking about the great Cleveland Browns bet of 2018. It did reach its conclusion Saturday night with the Browns winning their sixth game of the year, which means Dibs has to perform a foot rub on air for the great Lorenzo Neal. Now, we are going to dedicate the 9:45 segment to that conversation. There are a lot of details. People want to know about live streams, T-shirts. Can they buy tickets? This is a major event in the making, possibly bigger than the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if it will be bigger than the Super Bowl, but it could be. The fact is, it is out there. It could be bigger than the Super Bowl.
Who's playing the halftime show with this thing? That's my
question. Figure it out. I'm looking to get a play-by-play guy in here. I want to do a pregame show, a postgame show. We got a whole thing cooking, but we're not going to dedicate the whole show to it. We're going to give it a segment, and we're going to work from there. So 9:45 this morning, we're going to break it down. Your next hour breaks down like this. 7:30, the Beef Line, and 1 hour from now, you will hear from the great Jerry Rice. Every day this week at 8 o'clock, we are giving away autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. Every day at 8 a.m., so make sure you're tuned in. Just as our way of saying thanks for being such great listeners and supporting this fine program. As always, if you want to weigh in on the show, the Chilton Auto Body text line, 957-95. The conversation is focused on the Niners, 26-20.